Dave Smith back with you here at NBC Sports Radio and NBCSportsRadio.com. Time to talk some college basketball with a young season underway. So let's get into the whole college hoop scene with an expert here, Richie Schuler, college basketball analyst on the ESPN Family of Networks, former assistant coach at Austin Peay, by the way, back in the day. Richie, what's up? Thank you for joining us tonight.
Hey, how you doing? I'm out at the Wooden Legacy right now watching some games, so take a break to hang out with you.
Well, tremendously honored. I know it must be a real thrill for you to meet me, right?
Oh, no, it's great. I enjoyed it. It's nice to talk to you. Thanks for having me on.
Well, early in the college basketball season, you know, I go on Australian radio about two or three times a week and do an American sports segment on a sports talk station down there. And because of all the work I did for them over the years, I've been watching Ben Simmons for the last couple of years and watched him play in high school in Florida and saw his 21.20 rebound performance the other night against Marquette. To me, he looks like the number one pick in the draft coming up in the summer, and it reminds me a little bit of Lamar Odom, you know, left-handed, and he can go coast-to-coast and do a lot of things well. What are your thoughts about him and how good an NBA player he can be?
I think he's special. I mean, they're touting him to be the most hyped and talented player since LeBron James. I mean, he's getting that kind of attention. He's just a pure talent. He's that playmaker type. He's extremely fundamentally sound. It helps that he's 6'10", what is he, 240 pounds or so. He's left-handed. I mean, the only knock on him, really, is he's not a three-point shooter. He hasn't attempted one all season long, but he's a tremendous ball handler. You know, he's a tremendous passer. I think he's averaging, I mean, a double-double, 16 points a game, 14.5 boards, 6 assists. So, I mean, he's a guy that's filling up the box score. And I think the thing with him, I mean, he can attack the basket and score in so many ways, but can he sustain this for the entire season? You know, that freshman, those freshman players always have a difficult time transitioning from a shorter high school season to a long college season. So when he gets into SEC play, will he be able to sustain what he's doing now? But right now, he looks fantastic.
I'm making a bold prediction right now, Richie Schuler, that this coming draft and the draft after that, it'll be Ben Simmons this year. The number one overall pick in the NBA draft will both be Australians. Ben Simmons this summer, and I don't know if you've seen Thon Maker. He's playing. He's a senior in high school up in Canada right now from Perth.
Right.
7'2" kid who's breaking ankles playing like a point guard and hit three pointers and dunking. I've never seen a 7'2" kid this athletic. I think he's going to be the number one pick in the 2017 draft.
That could very well be true. His high school coach, Larry Blunt, is a good friend of mine that I've known from the coaching circles for years. And, I mean, he's done a really good job coaching him. He's developed him as a better player. And, I mean, he's another pure talent. But you're right, 7'2" or whatever he is, and the moves that he makes, he is a much better shooter than Ben Simmons from what we've seen. And at the same time, he's a guy that, I mean, he can get to the basket at will. He's much more like a – I mean, people compare him to Kevin Durant. I mean, he's the kind of guy he is. But he's amazing. And you always wonder how these kids are going to – how they're going to develop over the years and when will they reach their peak. But, I mean, both these two kids that we're talking about, I think, have a bright, bright future in the NBA.
You know, it must be so frustrating to be a college coach these days with that one-and-done rule. You know, any good player you get is gone after a year. There's no continuity. You've got to recruit a new team instead of every 3 or 4 years now. Every year, you've got to play the freshman, and you got to recruit a new team every year. I was watching the Scala Libriciere, I hope I'm pronouncing his name correctly, at Kentucky the other night. He reminds me a lot. He's built and looks like Anthony Davis when he was a freshman at Kentucky, but, boy, raw and skinny, and he sure could use another year or two of college. But, boy, they've got to take the money, I understand it, but it must be frustrating to be a coach these days.
It's got to be, and we're talking about a select few amount of schools that actually have to deal with that, but I mean, I think Calipari, Coach Calipari there at Kentucky, I think he uses that as a selling tool in the recruiting process. I think he looks at it as, look, I think he tells recruits, if you come here, I'm going to get you the NBA. Whether it takes 1 year or 2 years or whatever it takes, I'm going to get you there. And I think he uses that as a recruiting tool. I think NBA scouts trust him as an evaluator, and I think they certainly listen to him when they're scouting players themselves. And, I mean, the success they had, you can't teach winning. It's something that you just do over time. And, I mean, those kids win. I mean, I know they're super talented, but they win. And, yeah, as a college coach, it is frustrating. And I've even talked to college coaches. I just talked to one tonight, actually, and one of the teams here at the Wooden Legacy that talked about their frustration of not even be able to redshirt players as much as you used to because they transfer on you anyway or a lot of times they're going to go and play professionally. So I think it is frustrating for those high-major-type coaches that have those kind of kids.
Richie Schuler, the former college basketball coach, now an analyst of the ESPN Family of Networks, joining us to talk college hoops here with Dave Smith at NBC Sports Radio. You know, selfishly, as a college basketball fan, I wish they all stayed 4 years the way they used to years and years ago. But, you know, legally you look at it and say, how can the NBA stop a kid who's a high school senior and 18 years old from making a living in the NBA? You wouldn't think that would hold up in court. So, you know, I'd like to see a rule. Maybe they could get this done. They should allow them to go straight out of high school to the NBA like they used to. But if you do go to college, it'll be like football and baseball where they have to stay 3 years.
Yeah, you know, and that's the thing. I think with football, the reason they do that, I believe, is because their bodies just aren't matured yet. Baseball, I'm not really sure why they do that. In the NBA, I'm not sure why they made that rule of 1 year out of high school. But, you know, you see a lot of guys going overseas in that in-between year from high school to college, and they go there. And sometimes it works for them, sometimes it doesn't. But I think you're right. Like, I've had the same feeling. If a kid wants to go, I mean, it's not like college is for everybody. Not everybody in the world has to go to college to have a successful career in whatever arena of life they're in. So I'm with you. If a kid wants to go from high school straight to the NBA, let them do it. But I think there were so many failed players that tried to do that that may have got drafted, but then never played a minute in the NBA. They never made the team. And so I wonder if they're just trying to prevent that from happening and give kids a year or two more of development before they go.
You know, Coach K might be a little bit too old to do it now. I think he's, what, 67, 68 years old, but there's always been rumors about him going to the NBA, and, you know, there were Laker rumors a couple of times over the last 5 to 10 years, and and he's proven he can coach NBA players in the Olympics. He's done a great job coaching those guys and getting them on the same page and winning with them. Do you think at some point he might give it a go and say, I just want to try this once in my life and see how I can do on the next level?
I wonder that. I work his basketball camp. I think I've worked it 8 years in a row at Duke, and I've wondered that. I've asked that question to some of the other camp counselors. Nobody knows it, and nobody knows when he's going to retire either. It seems like he wants to coach forever. At this point, I don't see it happening, but, I mean, he has the record. I know Jim Boeheim is right on his heels with the number of wins all time. So I wonder if Boeheim were to retire and he had that record solidified, would he consider it? I don't know. It makes you wonder, but in the NBA, you're doing a lot more of managing players than you are coaching players. Of course, there's coaching that goes on, but you're managing things more than I think you are teaching. And in college, I think you're a teacher. And Coach K, whether you see him on the basketball court in the practice, or you see him talking to somebody, or you're pulling a kid aside in camp, I mean, he is always teaching, and that's what he loves to do. So I don't personally know if he would really enjoy coaching in the NBA unless he was just given a great team.
Richie Schuler joining us here, ESPN family of networks, talking college basketball, the former college basketball coach. I've always thought that USC was kind of a sleeping giant when it comes to basketball. All the money at that school and the brand new Galen Center, which is a beautiful arena, but it's also a tough job because nobody on campus cares and the alumni don't care. It's a football school. Nobody cares about the basketball program, and there's hardly anybody at the games, but they're 5-1 right now, averaging 90 points a game. So has Andy Enfield finally made some progress here? And it seems like they've got a couple of NBA players on the squad as well. Has he turned the corner here?
I hope so. I like him. I've never met him before. I've known guys that have worked underneath him, and everybody speaks highly of him. I'm always rooting for the guy who came up the ranks, and he came from Florida Gulf Coast and had his great run, and then he got the job at USC. And actually, I live out here in Los Angeles. He got ridiculed by the public the last year or two. And, you know, now he may be padding that schedule. I haven't seen who they're playing, and we'll see what happens when they get in Pac-12 play. But, you know, I hope so. I like the guy. I think he's one of the good guys in the coaching business, and I think he does it the right way. And to see him turn the corner, I think it would be great for a lot of college coaches that are trying to work their way up the ranks the same way.
And they beat a top 20 team in Wichita State the other night. But the thing with him too, you know, a lot more attention goes to Mrs. Andy Enfield out here in Los Angeles.
The
former lingerie model. So that's another thing he has to deal with up in the stands. But you know, that's a good problem to have, isn't it?
Yeah, he always said he was an overachiever when it came to that.
And finally, I know you cover the Big West Conference, and my alma mater, Cal State Northridge, is in that conference. You know, one time we made the NCAA tournament about 10 years ago and got blown out in the first round by Kansas. Any chance for my alma mater to do anything in that conference this year?
You know, I tell you, they have some talent. They've had some things go wrong. Reggie Theus has done a good job bringing in some great players, and you know, they had like 7 players suspended last season. And, you know, there's kind of an unspecified issue. Nobody would ever talk about it. But I think 4 of those guys are back from those 7 that sat out. And so we're seeing a lot of those. We're seeing some newcomers. Actually, 3 newcomers actually lead their team in scoring, if I remember right. One's a transfer from Eastern Michigan. Another one's a freshman, Jason Richardson, I believe is his name. And we're seeing some new faces also. So, I mean, they have a lot of talent on that team. It's just a matter of how are they going to gel. I think they have one or two kids sitting out till January when conference season starts as well. So, I mean, that is a team that is scary. And, you know, Reggie's in his third year. His first year, they lost in the conference tournament championship game to Cal Poly, who was like a seventh seed and got to the NCAA tournament. That doesn't happen every day. And then last year, they were the scariest team in the conference tournament. They had like seven players last year because of the issue. For whatever reason, Reggie Thea seems to get these guys motivated for big games. They are ultra-talented. When I have these guys come January, I think I have them six or seven times this year. I'm really curious to see how they develop because they could be the surprise team in the league.
Well, that's good to hear. Love hearing that. All right, Richie, good stuff. I appreciate you coming on and nice meeting you.
You bet. Hey, hope to do it again.
Yeah, anytime. There he goes. Richie Schuler, the former college coach, now the college basketball analyst for the ESPN Family and Networks, talking college basketball. And when we come back, it's a Mike Live production. Here's what you missed on the other side here at NBC Sports Radio.